Hi everyone, I'm Anand Dyer and I'm an evangelist for Microsoft. I'm here with Dan Meritz, the VP of Marketing over at Edufy, a very exciting startup based here in the Valley, doing some phenomenal things to help students. And Edufy recently moved to the Azure platform, and we're here to talk to them about that. Dan, can you tell us more about Edufy, please?
Yeah, definitely. Edufy is a new startup that we launched several months ago that really helps students learn to write better and research faster. And what we've done is offered a whole series of services and tools that are served from the cloud that are accessible by students anywhere, anytime, and really any device. And what we've done for students is allowed them to store, save, and share their documents that they're working on within school. The second thing that we've allowed them to do is really discover quotes and references and sources that may be useful for their paper. The third thing that we've enabled them to do is really collaborate with one another. So whether that's through chat or sharing your document or working on that in real time, we've enabled all of that. And then when you get stuck on something, we also have a whole series of experts that can either help you proofread or edit your paper or also provide tutorials or other example work so that you can move past that problem, whether it's 10 o'clock at night or 5 o'clock in the morning when you're writing your paper.
So you mentioned that you've been on the Azure Services platform for a few months now. How did you first hear about Azure?
Well, we joined the BizSpark program, which is Microsoft's program to really help startups use their technology. And in BizSpark, you really get access to all of Microsoft's technology stack basically for free. And within that, we not only got the technology or the software for free, we also received great introductions. One of those introductions was to the Windows Azure platform and the Windows Azure team. And what we found when we were looking at how we're going to deploy this is we knew that there was a cloud compute component, but we weren't exactly sure how we were going to use that. And what we wanted to do as a startup is really maintain our cache. So cache is king. We wanted to figure out which cloud was the best, not only from a business standpoint, it wasn't going to cost us an arm and a leg to deploy or get on it, and also from a strategic technology standpoint, which cloud was going to really offer us the best benefits for what we were trying to achieve. So Azure was recently introduced at the time that we were evaluating cloud, so we took a closer look and really compared it to other cloud compute platforms out there. We looked at GoGrid and Amazon and Azure within that.
So clearly you had a choice of cloud providers as you were looking to put your solution in the cloud. Why did you decide to choose Azure?
Yeah, so we looked at the clouds really in a very objective way. And we went after our cloud evaluation process, really looking at the business and the technology benefits that we are going to accrue as a result. And within that, we looked at four different aspects when we were evaluating clouds. And the first one was really time to market. And in evaluating the time to market, we wanted to make sure that the cloud was going to actually accelerate our time to market. So within that, Windows Azure really provides a great mini cloud that developers can constantly iterate on just on their desktop. So instead of going through the process of creating images, deploying those images, constantly updating those images on, say, other cloud compute platforms, Azure really allowed our developers to quickly iterate on the code that we were going to deploy on the cloud in a way that was very meaningful. The second one is really around operations. So coming from an ops background in my past, I know what it takes to run the largest websites in the world, and it's not pretty. There's a lot of stuff that you have to do. You have to have great people who are systems administrators, network engineers, security architects, security engineers to really make your service viable on the internet. We didn't want to do that. So we were looking at where can we take our existing employees and have them make sure that we can deploy things on the cloud. The third one was really a technology advantage. So Azure's Fabric and .NET services are really optimized for what we're doing and how we're delivering our services. So that was definitely better than managing images, managing our own ISS stack, managing patches, upgrades, security vulnerabilities, all those sorts of challenges that you have if you're managing your own image or managing your own operations on that. The fourth piece is really around integration orchestration. So the way we looked at integration orchestration is that the internet has a lot of great services. So what we wanted to do is have a platform that enabled us to connect those services using known technologies. So part of that integration process, we wanted to make sure that we could utilize the service bus and workflows that are built into Azure. So instead of having to recreate a lot of that stuff, we were able to plug in a lot of that stuff very quickly.
Great. So to your point about integration, how important is that to Edufy and the business?
So we look at the internet in a way that you want to mash up the services that exist on the internet to create a great user experience and use the existing platforms that are there. So when we're looking at integration in particular, we wanted to make sure that we were going to get some extra benefits, extra business benefits. And the first one was really around how students interact. And students are constantly collaborating with one another, chatting, IM, interaction like that. So using Windows Azure had ready-made plugins to the one of the largest IM services on the planet and through Live Messenger. The second thing is around taking your friends with you. So being able to, in a meaningful way, attach Azure Service Bus and Workflow to other third-party services. So like pulling in Facebook Connect so those students have all their friends and everything there. It's really important. Then the third piece is really around connecting to traditional architecture. So if I have a server somewhere or something that doesn't necessarily need to be deployed on the cloud, I want to make sure that it's very easy to integrate. And Azure's Fabric and Service Bus really makes that integration really easy.
Awesome. So I believe you have a demo here to show us. We'd love to see it. Can you walk us through what we're going to see here in a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So within the demo, we basically look at it from a student's perspective. Mm-hmm. So students are continually moving around, researching, working wherever they are. They're a very mobile group of people. And within that, we wanted to first enable the experience from a mobile device. So we're really connecting the services that we're deploying in the cloud down to the mobile device. And within that, what we're able to do within this is a student can take their Windows mobile phone, go into a school library, take a book off the shelf, scan the ISBN barcode on the back of the book. We automatically convert that ISBN to the bibliography information. Then a student can turn the page and capture a quote from the book. So instead of going into the library and taking the book off the shelf and making 100 copies, killing a lot of trees, they can just take their mobile phone that they already have, capture their research, don't have to write down any of the bibliography information, and then when they get to the web or writing their paper, they can very easily drop their quotes into their document very quickly. So we're not only enabling the library piece, we're also enabling the web piece. So if you're out on the internet searching, which a lot of students do for quotes or references for their book, we enable students to go onto any web page, quickly highlight a quote, and then drop that into their paper. And when they drop that into their paper, we automatically generate a works cited page for them or a bibliography. And what that allows students to do is not have to fight through all the formatting and challenges of figuring out, well, is this MLA style sheet right or anything like that. And then after they've actually written their paper, they can then share it with a friend to get, you know, peer feedback on it, or if they want a little more expert help on making sure that they get an A on this essay, they can get a expert proofreader editor to actually go through their paper, suggest things to change or things to fix within that. And then after they've written their paper and it's, you know, proofread, they can make sure that they didn't forget to quote anything. Because the worst thing for a student to do is spend all this time writing a paper and then get busted for accidental plagiarism. Our citation service helps identify quotes that were taken but not cited correctly, and then allows students to very quickly add the citation of those quotes before they turn it in.
Thanks, Dan. So it looks like you've been using Windows Azure and the Azure Services platform for a few months now. Can you tell us some of the benefits that you've seen from using the platform?
Yeah. In addition to the other benefits I've talked about around, you know, time to market, mm-hmm. and not having to build out an operations team, the other big benefit that we've seen is just the speed of the platform. Microsoft's done an incredible job of building out a great infrastructure that's really fast, and from our page load times that we have on from Azure, they're, you know, screaming fast. So from a user experience standpoint, whether it's on the web or through the mobile phone, really connecting the services with the software that make that user experience great, we've been able to see that our Azure pages serve really fast, and our load times and our user experiences are really there. Because at the end of the day, if your service is slow, people start to get annoyed and people end up leaving.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you so much for your time, Dan.
Yeah, thank you.
I would love to keep up on the progress that Edgevy is going to be making here.
Thanks, Anand.
Thanks.